Hello, my name is Hannah, speaking to you on the recorded line. What is the name of the person you're transferring?
Crystal Germain.
Okay, perfect. You can go ahead and complete the transfer. Thank you. Hello, is this Crystal?
Yes.
Hi, Crystal. My name is Hannah, speaking to you on the recorded line here. Were you looking to see if you may participate in the Depo Provera lawsuit today?
Yeah, I had another company tell me that I couldn't because I couldn't recall if I was on the exact Depo like name brand or if I wasn't. And my doctor literally was a pediatric doctor from 20-some years ago, and they've went out of business, so I don't know how to get my records.
I see.
But, I was diagnosed. I'm sorry.
No, I'm sorry. Go ahead.
You're fine. Go ahead.
Oh, well, I was just asking, are you aware of the pharmacy that was being used to distribute the Depo shots to you?
No, because I went in my doctor's office and got the shot. Like, they did it for me.
Okay, and you know for sure that it was the Depo shots that you were receiving. Is that correct?
Oh, yeah, no, it was the birth control shots that I got. I got them when I was in high school. Like, the shot hurt so bad. I was supposed to get it in my butt, but I chose to get it in my arm, and my arm was sore for, like, a week. No, it was the actual, like, birth control shot.
Okay, gotcha. So it was the Depo Provera shots that you were taking. Is that right?
Yes.
Okay, got it. Okay, we can go ahead and move forward based on that information. I'll just go ahead, run down some questions for you and get started here, okay?
Okay.
Okay, at this point, have you already found an attorney to assist you, or would this be the first time that you're looking to file?
I just saw the thing online and filled one of them out. Like, I have no idea how all this works.
Okay, got it. So you hadn't signed documents or sought legal representation with any other law firm, is that correct?
Yeah, no, I haven't done anything with anybody.
Okay, got it. We'll go ahead and move forward here. Before we get started, can you please confirm that you are a resident of the U.S.?
Yes, I am.
Okay, got it. And after taking the Depo shots, the Depo Provera shots, were you diagnosed with meningioma?
Yes, I have a posterior fossa meningioma.
Oh, man, I'm so sorry to hear that.
Thanks. And I've actually had radiation on it to shrink it because it was growing.
Oh, geez. Yeah, that must have been really tough. I'm so sorry that you had to endure that. Were you taking the Depo shots for at least one full year with at least 4 separate injections per year when you were taking it?
Yeah, because I was on it for a couple of years.
A couple of years, okay. And it was at least 4 separate injections per year, correct? Every 3 months?
Okay. I'm assuming I took it as prescribed. Like, when my doctor told me to come in, I come in. Like I told you, this was, like, when I was in high school, when I was, like, 16, 17.
Mm-hmm. Okay, and that was, and to the best of your knowledge, for how you were injected, it was at least 4 times per year, correct?
I think so, yeah. I remember going every 3 months.
Every 3 months. Okay, so it was at least 4 times a year, is that correct?
Yes.
Okay, got it. Thank you. Okay, got it. Now, in terms of when you were actually diagnosed with the meningioma, when was that?
Oh, geez. Hey, Robbie. When was I diagnosed with my meningioma? When was I diagnosed with my meningioma? Like, I had radiation for it after Dad died, right? So I was diagnosed before 2014.
Okay, 2014. If you were to roughly estimate a month in 2014, when would you say?
No, I have no idea. Just go ahead and put the middle of the year, like June or July. Like, I have no idea.
As an estimate, would it be okay for me to put June 1st of 2014?
Yeah, that's fine.
Okay, we'll go ahead and do that. And what's your date of birth? Oh, sorry, go ahead.
February 15th, 1984. As I say, I'm assuming you guys are going to have to go back through records and stuff like that. My diagnosis is listed on my records through my MRIs that I get, so...
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Okay, got it. And of course, we will be able to do all of that. I'm just going to confirm again that what we're putting here for the date of diagnosis as June 1st of 2014, your date of birth, February 15th of 1984. Is that right?
That's correct.
Okay, and besides yourself, are you aware of anyone else that may have taken the depot shots and had also been diagnosed similarly to you?
Not that I know of.
Okay, got it. Okay, and it was the Depo-Provera that you were being injected with, correct? The birth control Depo-Provera?
Yes, I remember getting it, and it was called the depot shot. Like, that's what, that was my memory of it.
Okay, got it. Okay, and in terms of, and I know this was a while back, so I can kind of help you navigate through the years. When do you recall when you first started using it? Do you recall using it when you were a specific age, maybe going into a specific school year, graduating? When do you recall
I was in high school, so I would say around 16.
16. Okay, so you were 16 in the year 2000. Does that sound about accurate of when you first started using it?
Yeah.
Okay, I know this was a while back, so just if you can recall through your memory, just so I can put a month estimate here, do you recall what time it was in the school year, or it was the summertime when you started?
It would have been probably towards the end of the school year, I believe, is when my mom started on it, because we had a pregnancy scare, and she's like, nope. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, okay. How about we go ahead and put June 1st of the year 2000? Does that sound about accurate to you?
Yeah, that's fine.
Okay, got it. And in terms of when you stopped, I know you said you're using it for a couple years. Would you say you're using it for 2 years, 3 years? Do you have a good rough estimate of when you stopped? Were you 18, past 18?
I was like almost 18 when I stopped.
Almost 18. Okay, so would you say it was well into the year of 2002, or do you think it was towards the end of 2001?
Because I got pregnant with my daughter shortly after I stopped it,
mm-hmm.
and I had her when I was mm-hmm. So, no, I probably stopped it when I was 18, because I got pregnant shortly after I stopped it, and I had my daughter in 2004.
Okay, so did you want to go ahead and put? Go ahead.
Put 2003, like the June of like 2003 is fine.
Okay, I'll go ahead and put. So basically, we'll put here as a start date as June of 2000 to June of 2003.
Yeah.
And I'm just gonna put June 1st, just because we're not aware of the exact date, of course. Okay.
Yeah.
And for HIPAA purposes, can you please confirm your gender for me?
Female.
Perfect. And I'll go ahead and get with the spelling of all your information. I do want to make sure it's accurate. So if you can please go ahead and give me the spelling of your first name.
Crystal, C-R-Y-S-T-A-L.
Perfect. Do you go by a middle name or initial at all, or no?
I have a middle name. It's Ann, A-N-N.
A-N-N. Okay. And last name?
Germain, G-E-R-M-A-I-N.
Perfect. Okay. Got it. I'm going to spell that all back to you. I have Crystal, C-R-Y-S-T-A-L, middle name Ann, A-N-N, last name Germain, G-E-R-M-A-I-N. Is that all correct?
That's correct.
Perfect. Social?
Okay. 231-318928.
I'll read that back to you. I have 231-318928. Is that correct?
That's correct.
Perfect. And what's the best email address for you, Crystal?
Crystal_Germain mm-hmm. at yahoo.com.
Got it. And please read me the best phone number for you.
540-618-0753. Mm-hmm.
Perfect. Thank you so much. Okay. And what is your home address?
50288 State Highway 11, Lot 14, Salo, S-A-L-O-L, Minnesota, 56756.
Okay. Let me go ahead and pull up that address.
And there's no charge or anything right now, right?
No. Throughout this entire process, they actually work based on contingency. So it's only based on if a settlement is rewarded. But let's say worst case scenario, okay. Nothing happens from now until, you know, they do decide that there is a settlement for you. You're not going to be charged for any of the fees that the attorneys actually put up for you at all. So at no point are they going to be asking you for like a bank account, credit card, debit card, anything like that. Okay, I'm going to read back your address for me because it did pull up something differently. I want to make sure that this is going to be accurate. I have 50288, and then instead of it, it's saying highway, it just says MN-11.
Yeah.
And then
it pulls up like that.
Okay, perfect. And then lot 14, and then Salo, which is Salol, Minnesota, 56756. Is that right?
That's correct.
Okay, got it. Okay, and in terms of prior to being diagnosed with your meningioma, were you ever diagnosed with cancer?
No.
Okay. So the next thing I'm going to go over is in terms of hospitals and doctors. If you don't recall any of the doctors' names, that is okay. Let's first start with the name of the hospital that you had gone to when you were diagnosed with the meningioma.
Okay, I think that was going to be through Culpeper Hospital.
Okay. Okay.
Right, Robbie?
Is that in Virginia?
Was it Dr. Sir? Yeah.
Okay.
Okay, so there might be another hospital. It might have been through two. It's two of them. It's either one or the other. So
okay.
It might be through Culpeper, which would be Culpeper, Virginia.
Mm-hmm. Okay. And then what's the other one it might potentially be?
UVA.
In
Virginia.
Okay, got it. So the one I had looked it up, Culpeper Medical Center, that actually is UVA. So I'm not sure if they've combined but when I pull up Culpeper,
they do.
That is the one. Okay, got it. So I have that there.
Yeah, they combined a while back. I forgot about it.
No worries. Would you happen to remember the doctor's name? Yes, go ahead.
So I don't remember the doctor's name, but it was diagnosed through my neurologist when I got my MRIs for my MS.
Oh,
I see. That's how they found it.
They kept seeing
the thing grow every year as I got my MRIs. If I hadn't had MS, I would have never known until something happened specific with the tumor.
Oh, geez. Yeah, I'm sorry to hear that. And I'm sorry to hear that you were diagnosed with an MS as well. But, you know, I am glad that you were able to, of course, get this, configured so that they were able to locate this.
Oh, yeah.
That being said, were you also treated specifically for the meningioma at UVA? Okay. Okay. And did you happen to recall the name of the doctor that treated you as well, or you just know that it was at UVA?
No, it was just at UVA.
Okay, no worries. Let me go ahead and put that in here.
I say I've seen a bunch of different neurologists there because it's all when it's in a neurology department, and then I've seen a neurosurgeon there. So.
Mm-hmm. Right. Okay. Got it. And in terms of the prescribing place, as in where you had received your depot shots, do you recall where that was?
Okay, so I can tell you where the parking lot was
Okay. Yeah.
So it was at an actual like pediatric office, but I do not remember the name of it. It was off of Warrington Road.
Warrington.
Like I know like the area. It was off of Warrington Road in I guess it would be Fredericksburg, Virginia.
Okay. Let me go ahead and let me see. I'm gonna have to take a look directly on the map just so I can find it. Bear with me one moment while I go ahead.
I know that the office isn't even there anymore. It got replaced by a nail salon. Everything changed over there.
Yeah, no, I completely understand. I'm going to try to look to see here based on what I have on Warrington. But do me a favor, what is the closest highway to Warrington Road, if you don't mind me asking? Is it the 95, the 1?
Yeah, it would be 95.
The 95. Okay. Let me go ahead and take a look here. Okay. I just want to make sure I have it right.
But like I said, it was years ago, and there used to be an actual pediatric office over there because that was my doctor all through like middle school and high school.
Yeah. Okay. Let me see. I have here, and let me see if this is the right one. Okay, yeah, so it doesn't look like, and they may have combined it, but here I show that this one is on Park Hill Drive in Fredericksburg. Does that sound familiar at all?
What, Park Hill Drive? Like an actual doctor's office?
Yeah.
Like, I just remember, like, we turned off of Warrington Road. I don't remember exactly what road it was on, but, I mean, I know that the building's not even there anymore.
Mm-hmm, okay.
Like, they redid everything.
Mm-hmm. Okay, let me see. And you're not aware of the overall clinic, right? It was just a specific pediatric office that you had gone to?
Yeah, it was a specific doctor.
Okay.
And no, I don't remember, because I was talking to this exact subject to my mom the other day. Mm-hmm. And she's like, yeah, I don't remember. Maybe they can pull it up from years ago. It should be on your medical record from, like, when you first started. I was like, I don't know, Mom.
Mm-hmm,
like, this
right.
was back when they had actual folders for your medical record. Like, you pulled
right.
a folder out.
Mm-hmm, right. Okay, got it. Pediatrics. Let me see. Okay, so. Okay, so I have narrowed it down. There's a couple here, so I just want to see if any of these sound familiar to you, okay? There's South Point Family Care. That one's closer to the 17, though. So I don't know if that's going to be the one. But specifically that's on here, the closest one would be Mary Washington. And that one's
that's
actually
a hospital.
Okay, so that's not the one that you had gone to.
No.
Okay, and then there's also PL Physicians Pediatrics. This one's off of Plantation Drive in Fredericksburg.
I have no idea where that is.
Okay. Okay, just because we do want to make sure that we do get this information right, are you able to perhaps, I know, you know, if you can help me do this, if you're able to look on the map as well, if you can kind of navigate close to where you think it was on Warrington, Warrington, because there's a few different clinics here. Go ahead.
Well, I can't give you a clinic name because it's not open anymore. Like, it's
okay.
been closed for like 12, 13 years, so
I can't give
you a name.
It's just the road is really big, so I'm just trying to look here. If you can remember, like, if there was like a crossroads, because there is. Because right now I'm looking at where it is, and it is adjacent to the 17 highway, and it is this one is intersecting to the 95, so I just want to make sure that what I am putting here is as accurate as it can be.
Yeah, no, you're on the right road. Like, my doctor's office was not far from where the 95 exit used to be, because they changed all that stuff.
Okay.
Like, Mary Washington that you're talking about, that's a brand new addition after my doctor's office closed.
Okay.
So my doctor's office was somewhere in between Mary Washington and the 95 exit. Like, I want to say Plank Road, but Plank Road is actually on Route 3, I thought.
Okay. Again, I mostly always get the actual name of the clinic, so I'm just really trying to go out on a limb here and try to look for you directly on the actual road. But of course, if you can just try to give me some accuracy as to where exactly we're at, so I can kind of get a good estimate. Because even if they're closed now, it would still show up if I do look up the address or look up the name of it or look up where it was close to, because all of this is, of course, always going to be documented on the internet as well. And
okay,
the ones
okay.
that I have been listing on, if it doesn't seem familiar, I unfortunately can't put it on here if you have no idea what these places are. Does that make sense? We don't want to pull records if it's coming from somewhere you have no recollection about. And
no, I know Plank Road. I think that's a different. Hold on.
Yeah, and I appreciate it, but honestly, it's just I don't want to, because the forms that we'll be sending over does have your confidential information. I don't want to send it to someplace you have never been to, if that makes sense.
Yeah, no. If
So if it is the one on Park Hill, then that is Preferred Pediatrics Snowden, and that would be on Park Hill. So I just want to make sure.
Okay.
95.
Like, they've changed so much since I've lived here.
Mm-hmm. Right. If you could just give me, like, the coordinates, not coordinates exactly, but just, like, a crossroad that you feel like, oh, it's in this specific
area. Yeah, I'm trying to. That's 95 again. Hey, Robbie. Can you come help me? Because I can't pull up two things at once. She needs the actual road name that goes right there from where I would have went. Remember when you picked me up that one time at the nail place? Where I went with mom, where the Food Lion was right here, the grocery store was right here, and then over here was the nail place and everything, and they had, like, a fitness center. She needs, like...
Talking about right off 16.
Right? No, right off of 17.
Or if you know, like, a store that was next to it, I can look up the store, and then, like...
So, Village at England Run was in front of it. So it's somewhere in between Village at England Run and 95. So I'm getting closer.
Okay.
I just can't find.
Okay.
I'm trying.
No,
those are two things that I'm looking
at. Okay. No worries. I'm going to look with you. So I see it here. Okay. And if I can pinpoint what's near here, then we'll be able to find. So that would be off. Okay. So that's this. And you know that it's.
Yeah. It's off of Warrington Road. And
okay.
Then when I kept going down Warrington Road, you get
but
that
before,
inner loop where 95
right.
and stuff is.
Okay, so it's within that little square. Okay.
Yeah, it's between the village. It's between the apartments and 95.
Perfect.
There was like a little shopping center there. It was
okay.
like an actual little shopping center.
Okay.
They put a gas station. Oh, Wawa. So wherever the Wawa is, that's the road.
Okay, got it.
Like, there's a Wawa, and then there was a grocery store on the other side. It used to be a Food Lion. I don't know what it is now.
Okay.
But there's a Wawa right there now.
Okay, I see it. So it was right next to that place, right? Right next to the Wawa?
Yeah, like you turned, so there was a light, and you turned, when I came down, I turned left at the light, and then across from the Wawa was the shopping center where my doctor's office was.
Okay, got it. Let me go ahead and put that up.
It was all the way in the corner building. It was like, it literally was an L-shaped shopping center. It had a grocery store, my doctor's office, and then a couple other buildings right there.
Okay, got it. I think I'll be able to find it. Okay. Let me see. Pediatrics.
Okay, I can't tell you for the life of me what the name of the place
was.
That's
okay.
But I know
it was
a
while back.
My actual doctor all the way.
Yeah,
I was gonna say, I went to that doctor all the way until, like, I left my mom's house, and then I never went back.
Okay, got it. So I'm going to look up based on these coordinates and see the closest one that I can find. Okay, let's see. And it was a pediatric clinic that you had gone to, correct?
I mean, a pediatric doctor.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Like, it wasn't, like, a family care or anything. Like, well, I mean, it might have been a family practice. But it was like an individual doctor. Like, there was only one doctor in there. It was his office.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Let's see.
And back then, doctors didn't rotate like they do now. So, like, he was my doctor for a hot minute.
Right. Okay. I found something here that I think might 127 Litchfield. Let me see if that is going to be what we need it to be. Okay. Okay, so it's something different now, but I think I might have an address, which is 127 Litchfield Boulevard. So if I look up this address, that is right in the, I guess, the little square that we had configured that it is that was next to the Wawa. That's there on Litchfield and Warrington. Does that sound about right? It was right next to the Wawa?
I just put in 127 Litchfield Boulevard, Fredericksburg, Virginia.
Mm-hmm. And what pops up?
And...
Because, again, I know that what Google pops up now is what it currently is.
So that's the exact area, because the Chick-fil-A and the Bojangles and stuff All of that is before you get to that Wawa.
Mm-hmm.
Huh? It's Lynchfield.
Okay, got it.
Talking about. Remember, it's right over here by this lake.
Yeah, because there's Plantation Drive. Yes, that's the right area.
Okay, perfect. Okay, so we have located that. What I'm doing now is I am actually looking up that address, kind of going backwards to see if
you
I can
have an
find...
awesome job.
I'm just trying to see if now I can look through the old archive to see what old businesses were there, because I don't know what it is now. I think it was like a kidney here, what it is now. But before...
Yeah, he said it could have also been off of Plantation Drive, too.
Okay, got it. Let me take
there... Yeah, he said he was looking at the way that it's laid out now, because that's why I said everything changed. So when you look at a map now, you're just like, whoa. But
yeah.
Yes, like when I used to drive to
stuff.
It.
Mm-hmm.
Jay's Pizza and all of that stuff.
Oh, yeah, there's the pizza stuff. And,
yeah. It's literally off Plantation.
Okay.
Okay, he said check Plantation.
Check Plantation.
And then off of Plantation, I turned. Yeah, and off of Plantation, I would have turned into that little, corner, whatever, where everything is.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Like, there would have been, a little shopping center. I think there is still a little shopping center there.
Mm-hmm. Okay, got it. And I know it's before the loop, so I don't want to get too far from there. I'm just trying to find what the place used to be.
Well, I mean, Lynchfield Boulevard goes right there into Plantation, too. That's what I'm saying. It's all right there in the same circle. And there was just, a little shopping center in there.
Mm-hmm. Got it. Okay, got it. Got it. Let me go ahead and put that information. And you said that you weren't going to a pharmacy. You had just gone there specifically to get your shots.
Yeah.
Is that right?
Yeah.
Okay, got it. Okay, got it.
Yep,
okay.
The doctor did them. Because they always tried to battle me to put it in my butt, and I was like, no, because I'm going to be able to sit down.
Yeah, of course.
That shot was so bad.
Yeah,
it was a straight muscle shot.
Yeah, well, again, I'm sorry to hear that you've gone through that. And I'm so sorry that I put you through this whole, fiasco trying to find this place.
No,
but now,
no, I
but
think,
now
no,
we can move on.
It's awesome.
Yeah, okay. But I'm glad that we were all able to put our heads together and figure that out. Okay. And who did you want me to put in as your emergency contact? Did you want me to go ahead and put in Robbie?
Put in Robert.
Okay. Got it. Okay, and I'm ready for this phone number whenever you have it.
Robbie, 540, it's 729-4067, right?
What?
Your phone number, 729-4067?
Yes.
Okay, yes, 540-729-4067.
4067, perfect. And who is Robbie to you?
My partner.
Okay, got it. Perfect. And does Robert live there?
Yes.
Okay, got it. Okay, let me go ahead and get this taken care of for us. If I'm not already, you can go ahead and put me on the speakerphone.
Okay, yeah, you are. You need to talk like that.
Okay, perfect. So what I'm about to do, like I said, since we are going to be requesting for these records that show your diagnosis, which at UVA they will show the medical records that show your diagnosis. Is that right?
They found it on my MRIs when they did one of my scans for
the MS.
My MS. They followed it growing.
Mm-hmm. Right. Okay. Got it. So that being said, we will go ahead and, of course, request for these records with the documents that we're about to sign here. So in a moment, you are going to be receiving both a text message and email notification. Whichever pops up first, either works. Just go ahead and click on the notification, okay?
Okay.
Okay, I just sent that over. And if you're not familiar with this process, I can walk you through it. Just let me know what page you get to if you get stuck.
Okay. Hi, my name is Brandon.
So.
Yes.
That was just the, and like you said, there's no.
There's
fees
no
or anything
fee.
Unless
mm-hmm.
I had to win.
Exactly.
Okay.
Even for all the fees that it were to cost for us to request for the records, to file, none of that you would have to be paying for if there is no settlement at the end of the day.
Okay.
Very similar to like a class action lawsuit where you don't necessarily have to do any actions yourself as the claimant. But of course, since we do want to make sure that we are able to help you for your specific case and request for, of course, damages and, you know, compensation for what you personally went through after taking these depo shots, we want to make sure that we can get your actual medical records.
Okay.
But for the majority of this case, it is pretty much just the attorneys requesting for the medical records, use it as evidence of your case, and then when they settle, you're able to just get your settlement through a check, or I believe they do direct deposit now.
Okay.
Okay, so I saw that you are in the DocuSign now.
Yeah.
And whenever you're
ready. I'm going through it.
Okay, perfect. Yeah, just take your time. Anything that pops up in your life, I'm not really sure what that is, just go ahead and let me know. I can walk you through it. And you'll
okay,
always
when I'm
have
done
this.
With all this well,
yeah. Go ahead.
Will I have a copy of all this when I'm done with all this?
Yes, that's so funny. I was literally in the middle just about to say that to you. You will always
oh, okay.
have this in your email. So what you're looking at, if it's not through your email, it's through your checks, that's perfectly fine. In your email, the one that you gave me, this will always be there. So you'll always have it to reference back to. Now, I know you're going to see
okay,
a continue button. Yeah, you don't have to create an account. You'll always just have it in your email to go back to, okay?
Okay, yes. Yeah, so I don't have to do the download and
No. If you want
no,
to, you can.
Okay.
Yeah, some people can. They like to download it, print it out, keep it somewhere. Honestly, you don't have to because at least for us, if you are a bit tech savvy enough so you're able to search through your emails, if you ever just look up the word like retainer
yeah.
or depo on your email, you'll be able to find it easily that way.
Yeah, I'll go look through my junk and stuff after I'm done with all this because the email should have went through then.
Yes. Okay. So I got it on
so
my
now. Okay. So now I'm good with. I'm out of the. I don't have to do the get started because everything went through to you. So we're...
yes, I got everything. You can exit out
okay.
of there now. Yep. You can just exit out of that, and then that's pretty much it. You should receive a phone call, an introductory phone call from the law firm within the next 4 days, or even before that. They just want to make sure they can get to everyone first before the holiday season. And that's pretty
okay.
much it. I'm going to text you in a few minutes here with my direct number. I'm not going to be your main point of contact because I actually don't work for the law firm. I just work with them. But if you ever do have questions
right.
or concerns or you're looking to get anything escalated or you're just not sure what's going on, please feel free to reach out and I'll be able to make sure it gets to the right person so that your case gets handled the way it's supposed to, okay?
Okay, no problem.
And I think that's pretty much it. Yeah, but I do appreciate your time today, Crystal. Again, I'm so sorry to hear not only about the you know, the meningioma that you've experienced, but as well as your MS. But if there really is anything that we can do to get you your justice, that's going to be our intention, okay?
Okay.
Yeah,
sounds
but I,
good.
Yeah, I do appreciate your time, and I do hope you have a great rest of your day.
No problem. Thank you very much for your help.
Yep, thank
and you.
You
as well.
Okay, thank you. Bye-bye now.
Bye.